speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What is the book of Jasher? Should it be a part of the Bible? There are two different areas in the Scripture that speak of the book of Asher. The first is in the book of Joshua, chapter 10 and verse 13. In Joshua chapter 10 and verse 13, this is stated whenever God stopped the sun in the middle of the day during the battle in Beth Horon. In that context, you will recall that the Amorites has come against Joshua and against God's people. And God has said unto Joshua, "Do not worry, go up from Gilgal, and I will protect you. I've already delivered them into your hands." That's pretty significant within itself, isn't it? And remember the request of Joshua? He says that the sun would stand still and the moon also. Oftentimes today we refer to this as Joshua's long day. It's interesting too to point out as we're explaining this, there are many skeptics today who say that that is bogus, is that it is mythical and that it does not line up with what we know in science. It's interesting too is that there is one scientist, claimed to be a scientist anyway, according to what I read, who said that he actually, in dating the calendars, looking back, was able to find is that there is, or there was indeed a time that, from a scientific standpoint, he says that we can show that there was a long day. For me, it doesn't matter if we can prove it from science as long as the Bible teaches it. And because God says is that there was a long day, that He assisted Joshua and his people to annihilate these individuals, these enemies of His, indeed it did happen. But He says that not only does the Bible give a reference to this, but He says also it is recorded in the book of Jasher. Then another place that we find this also mentioned is in 2 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 18. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 18 is in the song David composed at the death of Solomon and Jonathan. And he says pretty much the same thing. Is it not recorded also in the book of Jasher? So what is this book? I contend that it is an uninspired writing. And meaning uninspired writing, what I mean by that is that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The Bible as we have it is fully, completely inspired by God. There are things that are found in the Scripture, though, that happened that are not inspired, but by inspiration they are shared with us. And I believe that whenever Joshua refers to the book of Jasher is that he is sharing something that is not an inspired rite itself, but by way of inspiration, God is sharing this information with us. Well, what is the book of Jasher? It was likely a collection of ancient Hebrew songs and poetry praising the heroes of Israel and their exploits in battle. Again, Deuteronomy 29:20, things, secret things belong to God. That book, if you would, there is a book of Jasher out there, but it does not line up with what we find would be a reference for what we have mentioned in the Scripture. So if you go and search it on Google or anywhere else, what you find is not going to be what Joshua is speaking about. What I mention all that to say, it's not been preserved for us today. And the reason that it's not been preserved is because we don't need it. And it's not inspired. If it was inspired, we would have it in our hands today. This should not trouble us because there are other uninspired books mentioned in the Old Testament Scripture and beyond. There are other events that happened that God shares with us, and yet at the same time we do not have account of. What we need to know as it pertains to our salvation, as it relates to our God and our eternal destiny, God has given us all of that detail.